I'm Rob Godfrey, and this is my radio hour here on Local Radio France. Hello, folks. How are you doing? Our featured album this evening is Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. Released in 1966, Pet Sounds is often voted as the greatest album ever made. Many people love it, some people hate it.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong?
I Just Wasn't Made for These Times from Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. We'll be hearing four more tracks from this album, but first, let's head over to Glasgow for some orange juice.
Thank you.
That's Falling and Laughing by Orange Juice, which might be stating the obvious. Falling and Laughing was Orange Juice's debut single in 1980. The version I've played is slightly different, and it's from the much later 2005 album, The Glasgow School. The original version is a lot more loungy and didn't make the charts. Orange Juice's biggest hit was Rip It Up, which got to number 8 in the UK charts in 1983. Next up is Ian Dury, and there ain't half been some clever bastards.
No, Will Coward was a charmer. As a writer, he was Brahma. Jackets and pyjamas, the gay divorce and other dramas. There have been some clever bastards.
Lucky penis,
lucky penis. There have been some clever bastards. Van Gogh did some eyeball pleasers. He must have been a pencil squeezer. He didn't do a Mona Lisa. Was an Italian geezer. There have half been some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders.
There have half been some clever bastards. Einstein can't be classed as witless. He claimed atoms were the littlest. When you did a bit of splittiness, frightened everybody shitless. There have been some clever bastards.
Probably got help from their mom. Who had help from her mom?
There have been some clever bastards.
Now that we've had some, let's hope that there's lots more to come.
Clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders, lucky bleeders.
And I've been some clever bastards. Okie dokie. Oh, Segovia. And I've been some clever bastards.
clever bastards.
Lucky breeders, lucky breeders.
And I'll fin some clever bastards.
Lucky breeders, lucky breeders.
And I'll fin some clever bastards.
The late great Ian Jury, and there ain't half been some clever bastards. It might be contentious to say that Brian Wilson was the only gifted musician in the Beach Boys. What is uncontested is that Wilson was the driving force behind Pet Sounds. In the autumn of 1965, after suffering not one but two nervous breakdowns, 23-year-old Wilson dropped out from a Beach Boys world tour. In December of that year, the Beatles' Rubber Soul album was released. Wilson was really impressed with the production techniques on Rubber Soul, and it became the main inspiration for Pet Sounds.
I had to prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I've grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just
That's Not Me from the Pet Sounds album by the Beach Boys. Radio stations in France are required by law to ensure that 40% of the songs they play are in French, hence all the endless Piaf and Johnny Hallyday going out over the airwaves. Next up is Laurent Voulzy and his song Jelly Bean, which was a big hit in 2008.
Ainsi va la vie mystérieuse, dérisoire. Ainsi va la vie, baby, voici mon histoire. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean. Au début, rue Saint-Georges, Paris 9e. J'avais 5 ans, des ballons, des choux à la crème. On était seuls avec ma mère, tous les deux célibataires. Toujours de films, de danse, de gestes, des ringuettes.
That's Jelly Bean by Lauren Voulzy. You'll have to bear with me, folks, because I'm dead on my feet with flu at the moment. Although I suppose it might be rather amusing to hear someone suffocating on air. And now I've completely lost my train of thought. No, I haven't. Lou Reed. His most famous album was probably Transformer, which was released in 1972. His fans must have been a bit gobsmacked by a track called Perfect Day.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. A perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. What you sow.
you're going to reap just what you sow.
And Perfect Day. On to another icon now. Composed by Henry Mancini, it's the theme music for the 1963 film The Pink Panther. And of course, it's dreadfully French, even though it isn't. January and February 1966, While the other Beach Boys were on tour in Japan and Hawaii, Brian Wilson was composing and recording backing tracks for what would become the Pet Sounds album. This next piece needs no introduction, and is probably the most played song on the album.
As long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. Many radio stations in the USA refuse to play this record because of the use of the word God. Our next track is DCBA-25 by Jefferson Airplane. The letters in the title refer to the chords used in the song, and according to legend, the number in the title refers to a type of LSD. Folks, always read the instructions before taking medication. DCBA 25 from the Jefferson Airplane album Surrealistic Pillow, released in 1967. Continuing the Gaelic flavour, the next song is Divine. Divine by Sebastian Tellier. Divine was France's entry in the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest, but of course I didn't tell you that beforehand. I think it came joint 18th with Sweden's entry, something about fish and suicide. Divine caused a bit of a storm in France at the time, because most of it is sung in English. Back in the 1980s, I used to go to a lot of Billy Bragg gigs. Often it would just be Billy and his guitar. Neither before nor since have I seen a performer who can stand alone on a stage and give such an electrifying performance. In this respect, Mr. Bragg is right up there with the likes of Jack Brel. Love Gets Dangerous by Billy Bragg.
Jeopardy when love is a secret, here's the kill. drug that threatens to take my life. Lust is a cancer, love is a vice. When she holds me, I understand. Respect and fear go hand in hand. No need to act tough, it scares me just enough. It's dangerous.
Love Gets Dangerous by Billy Bragg. Another one from Pet Sounds now. It's an instrumental piece called Let's Go Away for a While. In 1967, Brian Wilson called this the most satisfying piece of music he'd ever made. Let's Go Away for a While lasts for just 2 minutes and 24 seconds and contains 12 violins, a piano, 4 saxes, oboe, vibes, guitar, and 2 basses. You could never find a harpist when you need one. Suicide is Painless is the theme song from MASH. The MASH movie was directed by Robert Altman, and his son, Mike, wrote the lyrics to Suicide is Painless. Mike was just 14 years old at the time.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes.
Changes.
And I can take or leave it if I please. doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. And you can do the same thing if you please.
Just as Pet Sounds was inspired by the Beatles' Rubber Soul album, George Martin said that without Pet Sounds, Sgt. Pepper wouldn't have happened. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sometimes I love it, sometimes I hate it.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong.
Beatles and Fixing a Hole. We'll finish with the title track from Pet Sounds. It was originally called Run James Run, and Brian Wilson intended it to be used as the theme of a James Bond movie. All the usual info about this programme can be found on the Local Radio France website. I shall see you again next Friday evening when our featured album will be Low by David Bowie. Hopefully by then it will have stopped snowing.
Thank you. This is your local Radio France.
I have a dream.
This was their finest hour.
The Eagle has landed.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I regard myself as a soldier, so a soldier of peace.
Vice President Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded.
William and Harry, we all care desperately for you today. We're all chewed up with sadness at the loss of a woman who wasn't even our mother.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
This is your local Radio France.